This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is telling the poor and threatened populations of Latin America that the United States has the capacity to give people a sense of hope in the region so they can make better lives without fleeing to the U.S. Harris closed her first foreign trip as vice president unapologetic for a decision not to visit the U.S.-Mexico border as part of her mission to redress migration to the U.S. She says she gets why people leave their homes.
Either they are fleeing harm, or to stay home means that they cannot satisfy the basic needs to sustain and take care of their families.
But she says leaving shouldn't have to be their only option.
We have the capacity to give people a sense of hope that if they stay where they want to stay, in the town, in the neighborhood, in the place where they grew up, where they speak the language, they know the culture, they go to that church every Sunday, the place where their grandmother lives.
She said her meetings with leaders and others in Guatemala and Mexico were vital to understanding the core reasons people leave their homes for perilous journeys to America. The online world has received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the Internet. On Tuesday, dozens of websites briefly went offline around the globe, including CNN, The New York Times, and Britain's government homepage, after an outage at the cloud service Fastly. The company has indicated the outage appeared to be caused internally. Brief internet service outages are not uncommon and are only rarely the result of hacking or other mischief. Still, major futures markets in the U.S. dipped sharply minutes after the outage, which came a month after a cyber attack forced a shutdown of the biggest fuel pipeline in the U.S.